You're listening to Called to Homeschool with Karin and Meg, episode 13. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. All right, welcome back to Called to Homeschool.
Welcome back, episode number 13.
Yes.
Today's all about high school, which we're excited about because we've gotten a lot of questions about this. I think it's a big fear.
It is a big fear. Yeah, but let's start with a review. Yeah, we have another lovely review from another listener.
Yes, this is from Scott Coop. And I don't know if that's a male or a female.
But we love you either way.
Listeners are moms, but it says, just what I needed. Thank you, thank you. This podcast is just what I needed as I begin my homeschooling journey. I have a six-year-old son who doesn't fit the mold of public school at all. I'm so excited to be able to meet his unique needs, but needed a little encouragement and guidance as I step off the conveyor belt.
And you even referenced one of our episodes.
Yes,
that's
awesome.
Double points.
Yeah, we're so happy for that review. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and the time it took to give that review. And we love every one of your reviews.
Yes, and I totally understand not fitting the mold.
Oh, me too. We've got kids that don't fit the mold. Oh. And that's the best part about homeschooling is that they fit your mold in your home. And that's all that matters.
And I think I don't fit the mold. Right?
No,
like, I get it. I'm like, I don't want to deal with schools.
So true.
I'm too independent. All right. So high school, I think, is a huge, huge fear, probably next to socialization.
I think so too. You know, it's one of the biggest questions I get. So first it's usually socialization and then it's, are you going to homeschool through high school? That's like almost always the second question that I get. And so, yes, I'm going to homeschool through high school. I already am. But I will tell you that that was my biggest fear when I started out. I think it's really funny now that I'm doing it. But when I started with my kindergartner, my thought was, but I can't homeschool high school. I can't do this because I can't teach high school. And I think I mentioned this in one of the other ones that we did, but it was literally a huge fear for me. And I had to just step over that and say, I'm doing kindergarten. And that's all you need to worry about right now. But now that I'm doing high school and I'm with him and involved in it, I love it so much. It's so fun for me. And it's actually, I think, a lot easier to homeschool a high school than I ever expected, and sometimes easier than homeschooling my preschooler.
Right.
Because preschools need so much of me and so much attention, and high schoolers.
High schoolers don't pee their pants.
They don't, but they also just really want to do it all on their own, and they can. And so they need a lot less of you and a lot more of just independence and working in on their own.
Yes. And well, this next year, I will actually have a senior, a junior, and a sophomore.
Awesome.
So it will be jam-packed. And I remember several years ago while my kids were in junior high, people really started questioning me like, okay, this was cute that you did this,
Meg. It's getting real now.
It's real life now. Like, shouldn't you go put your kids in? And I think, and we talked about this with socialization of some of the stuff that goes on in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like hasn't gotten better since we were in high school.
Oh, it's gotten so much worse.
Yes.
It has. Just hearing the conversations that these teenagers have with each other and the stresses that they're dealing with are so much worse than I had to deal with when I was in high school.
Yes. Drugs are more prevalent. Mm-hmm. Sex is more prevalent. Mm-hmm. Violence. Suicide's higher. Yeah. Anxiety's higher. Mm-hmm. So when you say, don't you want to put your kids in that? I always think, no.
No, it's terrifying.
It is a huge no from me.
Right. Me too.
So since I have been in the high school game for a while, when I talk to people about high school and their fears, I like to start with, first of all, you're turning it over to your kids.
Yeah.
Like, this is your life. You're almost 18. You're going to move out of the house soon. Like, you get to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to ask them, what is your end game? What do you think you would like to do? And some of the options I give them do you want a high school diploma?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just skip high school and go straight to college? Do you want a high school diploma and college? Or do you want to just create a transcript, homeschool 100%, create a transcript, take the ACT, and then go to college? Yeah. And then
all of them are very good options and can get you far and is exactly where you want to be.
And there's no wrong one. And my kids are actually choosing different ones,
mm-hmm.
and which is frustrating.
Can be tricky, yeah.
Not frustrating. I get the opportunity to keep learning new skills.
Well, that's what we've talked about with every level already, is yes, that each adapting. Kid is going to be different and you have to adapt to their needs. So that's the beauty of it. So be okay, Meg.
Yes, that's funny. Our cute friend did a photo shoot with me the other day mm-hmm. for Instagram. And she goes, "Okay, like talk and laugh." And I go, "My life is perfect and everything is easy." And so that made us laugh way hard. So those were some, like, I don't think we could even use the pictures because I was laughing too hard. But that's what I like to do, is I turn it over to my kids and say, these are some of the options. Mm-hmm. These are some of the paths that get you those options.
Right.
And so high school diploma, you can homeschool fully and get a high school diploma. You just have to work with the district. Mm-hmm. You can just go straight to college, and we'll talk more in depth of that in just a second. You can do
enrollment.
Yeah. Or yes. Concurrent enrollment.
Or concurrent enrollment. Yeah.
And, or you can create a high school transcript, take the ACTs and just go mm-hmm. into college.
Well, and you can create a transcript with any of those
yes.
paths, but they're not all necessary. If you're doing dual enrollment and things like that, you don't need you do still need them, I guess, but it's different. You know, there's different routes, but for me, I'm keeping a transcript no matter what we do. I'm just keeping it so that I have a record for myself just in case the path decides to change.
Yes, my husband asked me to do that mm-hmm. with our daughter. So will you keep a transcript?
Yeah.
And I thought, no, will you? But so I'm keeping one with her because I have a feeling her path could change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was going to kind of talk about what some of my kids have been doing yeah. for high school. And then her oldest and my daughter are doing the same thing. So we'll right. talk about that too. So we are here in Utah, and there is a charter school that is really a glorified homeschool, is what I like to call it. Mm-hmm. They have about 40 kids in the class. So when my kids are like, I do have the high school experience, I always think,
not so much.
It's a little bit different. It's a very Christian, I mean, they can't talk about the gospel or Christ, but everybody there is very religious mm-hmm. and has a lot of the same morals and values. Mm-hmm. And so it's very different, but it's been positive for them. So what they do, it's called Lumen. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Charter Scholar, School Lumen.
Lumen Scholar Academy.
Institute or something?
Or Institute.
Yeah. Something like that. So it is in Orem, Utah, and they meet twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they do classes through UVU. And so,
which is Utah Valley University.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So the local college here. Mm-hmm. So they're getting high school credits and college credits.
Right.
So that's what my boys have decided to do. So my oldest will actually just get a high school diploma and about 40 college credits because we started him super late. So he's been playing catch
amazing.
Up. Yes.
I mean, 40 credits. That's good.
That's awesome. No, that's I'm awesome. Super excited for him. He's done so, so awesome with it. And some of these classes are hard. Mm-hmm. Like
they're college level.
They
classes,
are.
So they
yes.
should be hard.
And so that's what he's doing. The second son, he got in soon enough that he can get his high school diploma and his associates.
Wow. That's amazing.
And so that's what they're both deciding to do, is they go to that charter school Lumen, and it's just twice a week. He told me that it's not homeschool because he goes twice a week to school. And I said, you are technically still homeschool.
He's doing the rest of it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with me. And so I am his helper and tutor. My daughter and Karin's oldest son are doing a different program. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's called College for America, and it is through New Hampshire
something. It's university or something.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. We haven't started yet, so we're still kind of learning about it. Yeah. We'll be starting in the fall. But what it does is an all online program, mm-hmm. and they do different projects that are teaching them.
A lot of life skills.
Life skills, but business skills focused. So they're learning, you know, spreadsheets and finances and different things like that all through these project-based things. And each project is a credit, a college credit that they'll be earning. And so as they're doing these credits, they're actually getting a degree. So they'll come out with it with either an associate's, or they can go continue on and get their bachelor's in this 4-year period of high school. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really neat option for us because I've been waffling trying to figure out what to do with my son because I want him to get those college credits while in high school because I think it's an amazing way to just kind of boost their future.
Mm-hmm. So some of the perks of this is it's still going to be a homeschool-based
yes,
program.
Yes.
And it is a pass or still learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
so there's
is
not
homeschool.
Going to be like the hard exams that they're going to experience with the college
A lot
courses.
Of writing.
Mm-hmm. And it's, from what I understand it, yeah, it's kind of a pass-fail type thing where they give them good enough or not good enough. And if it's not good enough, they have to go back and do it again until they complete it to the standards that they expect them to complete it at.
Yes.
So they really are learning a lot and are progressing a lot. And a lot of the projects are group things, so they can put together a study group to work with. And since many of our teenagers are going to be doing it this year, we'll have a group that we're putting together for them to work on the projects together.
So yeah. So they'll, they'll get to be together. Mm-hmm. So some of the things I think with high school, prom, isn't prom something that you always hear people talk
yes.
about?
Yes.
Like, well, what about prom?
They're going to miss out on prom. Yes. It's funny. Like,
I don't know.
Did
so
you
what?
Like your prom?
I did. I love dancing.
I had fun, but it's not like the end of the world if you miss it.
No, because sometimes people don't go. Like my husband hates dancing, which is funny because I'm like, I love it. But his mom made him go to a senior prom. But other than that, he didn't go to any other like boy choice dances. And he is a really wonderful human being and a respected individual member of society. So my boy's charter school actually does do a prom, but it's very different because it's such a small group of kids where, so part of our religion and where we live, a lot of kids don't date until they're 16. Mm-hmm. And so they actually ask you to, if you're going as a date, to be 16 or you're welcome to go stag.
Oh, okay.
So it's not all the way like a high school prom, but it was kind of the gist. And my two sons went this last time and they did have fun. But if prom and dances are a big thing, like if you want it, create it.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know our homeschool co-op, she, the new president of the youth, she's creating a homeschool co-op dance that's in a few weeks. It's for spring or something like that.
Yeah.
And so that she's getting other co-ops involved. So if you want something like that, you can create it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And even some of those clubs of...
Yeah,
you know, the different activities they
do. The service clubs that they're missing out on in high school, you know, you can find that in so many ways in your community. And debate was something that is big. And with our homeschool co-op, a lot of the kids are doing this debate class and they can do that. And they're great for transcripts and all of that as well, but learning good skills in the process. And so, yeah, there's.
Yes. And I think, but getting rid of some of the fluff allows them to focus on what they're actually interested in. And their passions and their hobbies. And so, like she said, debate. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids that love debate have, some of them just went to Georgia for the week, got to fly out there and do this awesome conference with debate because they have a flexible schedule. Because normally in May in high school, it's like it's down to finals. The wire, right? Yeah. And am I going to pass or not pass my class? Or I got to hurry and finish these packets to be able to graduate.
Or working on college applications or, you know.
Yes. Whatever. And so it allows, frees up a lot of time. I know my son with guitar, he's in two bands, he's doing lessons, and then he also has a job. So it frees up a lot of time to do things that you actually want to do.
And there's a lot less of the social pressure when you don't have your kids in high school. There's so much pressure in high school to follow the crowd and to do what everybody else is doing just because your friends are doing it. And when you're homeschooling, you don't have that kind of pressure. And I think it takes so much off of those kids. They don't have as many of those things to stress about and worry about, and the comparisons are taken away so much that they can just be free to be themselves in so many more ways.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. We're junior high, you know, you're trying to find out who you are. And then high school age, because these kids have been given such a strong foundation and allowed this opportunity to grow and be who they are. And in high school, they can own it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is me and it's amazing and it's exciting. And so I like to do this, but Karen doesn't like to do this. And it's okay because I'm confident and comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah, definitely.
Without those social pressures saying, that's weird.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Right. So high school years are a time when they're going to really be working a lot more independently. And my son this year, he did a mix of, it was The Good and the Beautiful and Sunlight. So we kind of pulled parts of both there. And then, you know, science and math and stuff. But what I found so interesting was he really just did it all independently. And we would check in and we'd have discussions about what he was learning about, or if he was stuck on something, he'd talk to me. But really, he just went and did. And it was so cool to see him at that level where he finally, you know, this is what you're shooting for as you're teaching your kids through elementary and middle school. You want them to get to that point. And to see my child finally at that point was really exciting for me to know first that I could trust him to do the work, and he did it, and I knew he did. And second, that he really cared about his learning, was really passionate about the things. He would come to me so often and just rave about these books he's reading, and we'd have these discussions about, you know, the morals or the values or, you know, whatever was happening in those books. Like, what do you think about this? And it's so cool to have somebody that you can just really, you know, love learning together and be on this awesome journey. And so that's what I've loved most about teaching my high schooler this year. And excuse me.
Are you going to cry?
Oh, no, I'm still choked up. I have a little cough. That's why my voice is extra deep this week. But really, it's you can give them more challenging subjects. They can go in more deeper into those subjects than they have in the past. But they really can do this all independently. And it's super cool to watch that happen.
It is fun. And I think it's been neat, too, to watch my sons learn really how to manage their time.
Yeah, yeah.
And do things that they want to do. And it's been fun that they can get up and go exercise with dad. And then they come study for a little bit. Maybe they take a nap. And mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And then they both have jobs in the afternoons. And so they're really learning how to manage their time.
And putting their time in the things that they value most. You can see that, you know, if it's really important to them to practice piano or guitar, they're going to put their time and their effort and make time or schedule time to do those things that they find most important in their lives.
And then we talked a little bit last time with junior high, the make sure that they are a needed member of your mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. High schoolers are especially
very essential.
Like, I can't function without these boys.
I think about living without my oldest and I can't even imagine it. But luckily the kids below him get older and learn more too. So they're getting there. But it's, yeah, they're an essential part of the family.
Yes, especially where I have drivers. Mm-hmm. Like, it yeah. is so big. So Friday night's always our date night. Mm-hmm. But we had one boy who was invited to a party, and then we had friends who needed to get home. And so my oldest son was able to do all the driving for me last night.
So great.
And so driving's one of the many ways that they can contribute to the family. Mm-hmm. And then I talked a little bit in the last one too, with junior high, my 13-year-olds are what they're required to pay for. Oh. I actually expect yeah. more as the older they get. Mm-hmm. So when my kids hit 16, not only do they buy their clothes, but they actually have to buy all their own toiletries and cosmetics.
Oh, okay.
And so I really try to put as much on them. And part of my reasoning is so there's not this shell shock that when you're 18 and it's like, oh my gosh, food costs money and deodorant costs money, right? And so, like, to kind of soften the blow that, like, I've already been buying my own clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I buy the basics, but that's because I don't want them to be completely homeless mm-hmm. looking. And then now to be able to buy their own toiletries mm-hmm. and whatnot. And it's big. Like, oh. Yeah. And it makes them more respectful of what you are purchasing at the
Definitely.
House. And
yeah.
and you can teach them that's a lot great. Of new things.
So I kind of touched on a little bit what I've had my son do this year. I'm going to go in a little more detail so you can kind of hear our schedule. It's different than my younger ones, but he did the apology of biology this year. He's always been very into biology. So it was fun for him to
That's
study
awesome.
That. And he devoured that book. He's just like so excited to read that every day, which is so cool. But he did The Good and the Beautiful first year, which covers language arts and writing. There's artist study, there's poetry, authors, grammar, goes into all of those things in that. So it really is a broad curriculum that covers a lot of stuff, and I loved it. And then he used the sunlight for his literature and his history to really go into depth for those. And then he's doing Spanish on Duolingo, teaching textbooks, algebra. He has a Shakespeare class and a drama class at our co-op mm-hmm. that he's been involved in. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I was so proud of him. He read all of the works of Shakespeare this year.
Everything this year?
That has ever been written, actually in a semester.
That's impressive.
The first half of the school year. So
I would even get through that.
I don't know that I could either. And I was just so impressed by that. And he understood it. It wasn't just reading it. He understood it and knew what it was talking about. And so that was cool. And he was a stage manager in the Mary Poppins play that our kids did this last year.
He did great too.
Yeah. And then he's also involved in choir and he takes piano lessons. And then he goes to a morning or a weekly seminary class where he's studying religion. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a very full schedule and a lot of, you know, extras that he's doing beyond just the basics. And it's great to be able to give them that awesome, well-rounded education that I love.
Yes. And it's been interesting. This is my like last year before the dynamic of my family really mm-hmm. changes, because my son is planning on serving an LDS mission next year.
And those are 2 years long.
Yes. And so I've been feeling some of these fears and pressures, like, have I taught him enough? And you know, it's funny, I'm not worried about education, but it's like, have I taught him to love? Yeah. Have I taught him to be kind? Can he wash his own clothes? Right? Like, those are the things that yeah. I actually worry more that I think.
Oh, I'm going to cry. Okay.
You really did cry.
I am crying this time. It's not my cough. Yeah. But no, I think I have those fears all the time of, you know, you're going through these, you're teaching these kids school, but you're also teaching and preparing them for life, and you want them to be good people. And Yeah. She's there.
I'm there. I'm in it. Yeah. And we even did before they can date. Like I said, we wait till they're 16 to mm-hmm. date. And so I had them read books on relationships mm-hmm. and realizing that your partner isn't there to make you happy, but to take, I love you.
I'm such a dork.
No, it's beautiful.
Public crying is not my favorite.
Yeah, that's okay. It's beautiful. But really, can they have a strong relationships with people? Mm-hmm. How to win friends and influence others, right? Those types of good yeah. principles. And those are the things that I know my kid can read a book. I know he can write a paper. Right. I know he can pass a test. But can he enjoy life? Mm-hmm. Does he know how to be happy? Does he know how to solve problems? And those are some of the things that
is respectful.
Yes. Kind. Is he kind and patient? Mm-hmm. And those are the things that weigh more heavy on me.
Yeah.
That as I'm like, I have a year and I really want to soak it in. And I'm be like, it's so interesting that I am so grateful I've homeschooled mm-hmm. because 18 years sounds like a long time.
It flies
it's
by.
It's flying.
It is. It's flying. And I feel like even more so as they get older, it's going faster.
Yes, because they have so much going on. Mm-hmm. So you don't see them as much as you do those little ones where it's day in and day out. And so I'm proud of the men that my oldest boy are becoming and my daughter of the woman that she is becoming. And like, this is my push for homeschool. Like, I love the relationships that we yeah. have, that they're under my care for only so short. And I'm beyond grateful for the times I've got to mentor them and guide them and be there when they're having their hard days. And they've been there for me on my hard days. Mm-hmm. And it's been this beautiful, cohesive relationship.
It is. And I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
No. So you can do this. Like, I just,
and it's worth it. You know, when you see the end result and where our kids are now and how far they've come and the good people that they are, like, it's so worth it. Mm-hmm. And comparing, and not to say this in a mean way, but comparing our kids and the kind of people they are to some of the kids I look at that are their age in the public school system and who have not had these kinds of experiences, it's a night and day difference. And it's worth it. The long haul is worth it.
Well, and I think it was really poignant. We have a beautiful friend named Angie, and she has, oh my gosh, how many kids? 9 or 10?
I think 9.
Okay. So her yeah. oldest just finished. She did homeschool the whole way through and just mm-hmm. did a transcript and got into college for this next
full
year.
Full-ride scholarship.
Yes. Like,
she's incredible.
The mom's amazing, and all how many of her kids she has are amazing. Love them. And she said, you know what? I would have loved to have maybe done more extracurricular activities or the fluffy stuff. She goes, mm-hmm. sure, that stuff sounds great, but I love the people my children are. Mm-hmm. I love them. I like them, right?
Yeah. Like, we like being around them.
I like the people my children have become. Right. And I think that's, if you can keep going when it's hard. I actually got to coach somebody this week who's thinking about homeschooling mm-hmm. and people are telling her, it's so hard. You can't do this. And it was so cool because she ended up weeping. And just like, this is the first time somebody said, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And then gave me practical steps of how to do this.
Oh,
and it was beautiful. Like, I had to fight tears too. Like, you can do this.
You can, and it's worth it. So the next time somebody asks you if you're going to homeschool through high school, give them a great big yes, absolutely. Because you are, and you're gonna, and it's gonna be awesome, right?
Yes, there's this funny picture I saw, and I might post it on our Instagram for Called to Homeschool. But it talks about like questions that you would never ask a public schooler, but mm-hmm. homeschoolers get asked all the time. And so it flipped
everything.
I saw
that too. It was so funny.
Yes, like, what are you gonna do for Latin? you're not going to homeschool in high school, right? Like, yeah. I think because so many people say, don't you, you need them to have the high school experience.
Mm-hmm. I just spent, I was on my trip in Florida last week and was visiting my grandparents, and my grandma was asking me about homeschooling. And it just made me giggle because her first question is, well, what about socialization? That is so important. And we've talked about this and how we feel about this. Go to listen to that episode on
number
that
two,
topic. Because it's like the biggest fear and question everybody gets. But it just made me giggle. And I like, yes, I know it's important and we've got it covered. You know, you just give it the good old standard answer. But,
yeah.
But it just makes me laugh how really people think that it's just terrible and we're the worst and we stay in our houses all day long.
Yeah,
but no, these kids are, they're amazing and they're high quality and they come out at the end so great.
Yes, inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you are afraid to homeschool still, hit me up because I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to walk our way through it because you can do this. And you've got Karin and you've got me and we are your biggest fans. So have a wonderful day.
Yep.
And we'll see you
next time.
Week.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.